880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, here we go with another edition of Freed on Business. We're going to have an absolutely terrific show. Our first guest is going to be David Shula. We're going to talk about the business of steaks and burgers. David's the president of Shula Steakhouse. We'll talk more with David in just a couple minutes. Then we'll have Tim Becker on. Tim is the director of the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate. We're going to talk about the Florida real estate market. We're going to have an update with him. Then we're going to have year-end tech tips with our in-house technology expert. Peter Cassis is looking them up right now on his iPhone. Then we're going to have our executive health and wellness segment sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That's right. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida is back on the show. They're sponsoring the executive health and wellness segment today, where we're going to have Lolly Green, MSW, talking about the positive energy moment. And then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. And Dr. Franks is going to talk about the evils of antibiotics. Sounds like a pretty good lineup to me. Let's get started with some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the show, bud.
I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to go. We're ready for the emails?
Yes, sir. Give me some of those emails.
All right. We got Randy out of Miami. He says he's a true burger lover. My friends and I travel the area looking for the best burger. What is David's favorite way to dress a burger?
I don't know, Randy, but I'll make sure I ask him. Thanks for coming up to me and handing me this at the Dolphin game in the parking lot at the tailgate and having me ask Dave that. We'll make sure we get to Dave. Dave will be on about 10 minutes, so stick around, Randy. We'll get right back to Dave. Okay, who's next, Matt?
Peter in Fort Lauderdale. Can't the CIA learn to put a self-destruct button on their drones?
Hey, maybe they intended for that drone to get picked up. You never know. I think it may be a little misdirection. If the CIA really lost a drone, I don't think we'd be hearing about it. What do you got next, Matt?
Mary in Brickle.
Hi, Mary. Hey, is that Mary Brickle?
It could be.
I don't think so. She's been dead for a while.
Maybe it's an offspring.
Okay.
Why do I care if the food I eat comes from animals that take growth hormones or other stuff like that?
I don't know, but we'll ask Victor Franks later in the show when Victor talks about the perils of antibiotics in the food system. What else, Matt?
I got Joe in Miami. I got pulled over for a DUI and used some of the stuff your attorney a few weeks ago suggested. When is he going to be on again?
Well, Joe, we're going to have John Bletcher on again in a couple of weeks right before Christmas. The number one thing is to just don't drink and drive. So I hope that you weren't drinking and that it was just an accident that the police pulled you over. Go ahead, Matt. Give me another good email.
We got Dan in South Miami.
All right.
With all the debate over casinos, I think we should have a local vote.
Well, okay.
If it's smaller than proposed, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. I think a lot of people are probably in line with you, Dan. Many people want the business benefits that the new resort gaming would bring to us, but a number of us are concerned about it swamping the surrounding developments because there's no zone like there is on the Strip in Las Vegas. I kind of tend to agree with you. I think that if things are scaled down a little bit more in sync with the rest of their surrounding areas, I don't think I have much of a problem either. That is, as long as they address the traffic and keep some of the money here local for security, for education, and for good careers. Public education still number one with us. If they're going to help us fund it, I'm for it. What else, Matt?
We got Steve in the design district of downtown Miami.
Okay, what's up, Steve?
I'm concerned about health care reform. I'm holding off on new hires until I can understand all the issues. Can you have someone from Blue Cross Blue Shield discuss health care reform?
Well, health care reform is actually discussed on Blue Cross and Blue Shield's website. So if you go there, you'll get some of their information off of that. But we'll be sure to ask some of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield representatives that question when they come on our show in the next couple of weeks. Thank you again to you for asking. And thanks again to Blue Cross and Blue Shield for being a sponsor on Freed on Business. Okay, Matt, what else you got?
We got Bobby from Ohio.
Oh, excellent.
Nice reach we got there. Hey, can you ask Dave what he learned the most from his time in the NFL and how he applies it to his business?
Yeah, we'll be sure to do that, Bobby, and thanks for listening on the internet. We're really pounding through these. We're going to have a lot of extra time for Dave Shula, so I hope Juan will recalibrate the show in that regard. What do you got next, Matt? We're ripping through these.
George in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Hey, do me a favor. Ask the UF real estate guy how I can get my kids into his program.
Well, I'll be sure to do that, but I do know that if your kids have the score and an interest in real estate, have them give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you. They can reach me at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and I'm happy to talk to them about how and what the University of Florida is. The University of Florida Real Estate Program is. That was me having a brain cramp because Juan handed me a note. I can't, you know, what am I going to do, Matt? I can't. I'm a man. Women, they can do more than one thing at once. A man, I don't think we can.
As long as we know our limitations. We got Derek in North Miami.
All right.
Can you ask your social media guys how do we get all the duplicate contacts out of my phone?
Yeah, I'm sure to do that. In fact, I've run across a couple of software packages that do that. I've been on the phone with them. Maybe we'll even get those people on one time during the Associates in Business social media segment next week. I think we got time for just a couple short ones. What
all
else
right,
you got,
David,
Matt?
In Virginia. Wow, we're getting a big breach or reach here. I'm sorry.
A breach? That's you. You're the breach.
Me. Sorry. How do I get on the show, David wants to know.
David, send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com, and I'm sure we can arrange a way for you to get on the show if your topic is of interest to our listening audience. Last one, Matt. We've got time for one more.
We got our friend from Boca.
Okay.
It's Penny.
Penny.
We're making a round trip here.
All right.
She wants to know about how I should maybe give you an interview, even though I might be a little cuter, she says.
Yeah, well, she obviously is watching your videos, Matt. You're such a hot-bodied man
there.
You know, I'm sure Jerry Sandusky would have an interest in you.
No, that's not. I'm too old.
All right, that is true. All right, we'll be back after this short break with Dave Shula. We're going to talk about the business of steaks and burgers, Shula Steakhouse, and burgers. Be right back after this short break with Dave Shula.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are back with more Freed on Business, and we have David Shula. David is the president of Shula's American Steakhouse. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. Really do appreciate you coming on. Now, let's see. You've had some recent openings. Now, I know that I travel for business a lot, and I was up in Lake Mary, Florida, in the middle of some of the most highly concentrated high-tech jobs in Florida. And in the lobby of one of the hotels, I saw a Shula sign. You must be all over. What's going on with this?
We're not quite all over, but we're getting there.
Great.
We've got, as of Monday, we'll have 34 restaurants open in 16 different states and about a dozen in Florida. So,
wow, that must keep you really busy.
It does.
You know, I have friends that like to go down to the Keys. I heard you're doing a new deal down in the Keys.
Well, that's where we're opening on Monday, down at the Postcard Inn at Holiday Isle in Isle of Mirada.
Oh, the place where they used to do the Rum Runners? You guys still gonna have Rum Runners?
They still do the Rum Runners.
Oh, excellent.
I can't even say it, and I haven't had a Rum Runner yet.
You will. You'll have one soon, I'm sure, probably right after the grand opening.
Yeah, the Tiki Bar still lives.
Excellent.
The entire resort has been redeveloped, and they've done a magnificent job down there. I'll be going down there tomorrow. We start what we call Mock Service, where we're practicing on people for 3 days before we open our doors for business on Monday. So I'll be down there tomorrow. But I was down last week, done a terrific job with the entire resort, totally revamped everything, the hotel rooms. The parking lots have been resurfaced, tons of landscaping. The place looks like brand new. And people that are going down there will enjoy it. And, of course, have a reason to grab a great burger at Shula. Our first Shula Burger is debuting on Monday.
Oh, great. Now, that brings up a good point. One of our listeners, Randy, that I ran into him actually in the parking lot before the Dolphin game, he heard you were going to be on, and he wanted me to ask you what you like on your burger, because he's in with a group of guys. I didn't really know this kind of thing happened, but apparently they go from burger joint to burger joint looking for the best burgers, and they can't wait till you open up yours, and they really literally wanted me to ask you how you like your burger.
Well, it starts first with our special blend, which comprises a Shula burger, and that's, uh-huh. You know, we've been serving Angus beef since 1989 when our first steakhouse opened, so it's going to be the choice grade of Angus beef,
uh-huh.
And it's going to be a blend, a special proprietary blend our chef Peter Ferrand has put together. He's our corporate chef. It's chuck, short rib, and brisket, which gives it a great flavor, char-grilled. And then what do I like on it? I like to dress it up. I like to put a piece of provolone cheese on there, Swiss cheese. And then a lot of different combinations. As much as I eat burgers, so I try to get some variety. But Chef put together one of our special burgers. I haven't seen anywhere else. It's called a French onion burger.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's one of my favorites. So it's basically like the top, you know, which everybody loves, a French onion soup.
Oh, cool.
On top of a burger with the croutons kind of mashed up a little bit so you don't get the giant crouton. And it is unbelievable.
Well, it sounds like they're going to start calling that the Dave Burger.
I don't think so.
So you've got the a national presence with 34 locations in 16 states. Are you still growing?
Absolutely. On a call on my way down here to the station about another location, and we're looking to grow. We usually open 2 to 4 restaurants a year. We've been pretty steady with that over the last 15 years. And our motto is to we've got 6 different concepts. So basically, we're a franchising company. So we look for different venues and then look for the right fit within our set of concepts to put into that venue. And it's basically the style of service, the average check, mm-hmm. Going from entry level of a Shula burger, where in our prototypical Shula burger, you're going to be able to eat for about $10 lunch. And if you want to get a beer or wine, about $15 for dinner.
Perfect.
Going up to our steakhouses, which is the typical white tablecloth, you know, fancy formal steakhouse, where your average check is going to be much higher than that.
Yeah, I took my wife. I courted my wife at your steakhouse when it was over on Miami Beach, the one on Miami Beach. We courted there for many a year. We have very fond memories of Shula's steakhouse. And I must admit that I know a little bit more than we've talked about, because I have Shula's barbecue sauce in my cupboard at home. We love that stuff. My wife cooks me. She lets it soak overnight, and then she cooks it in the day, and gives me 2 or 3 to take to work sometimes when I may not have enough time to go to lunch. And then so that means I have a second bottle of Shula's barbecue sauce in our work refrigerator. So do you also sell other products besides the barbecue sauce?
We do. At South Florida Public Stores, you can buy our original steak sauce, which we've been selling with them for probably 10 years now. We also do a spicy mustard, our barbecue sauce, as you mentioned, and then we have a hot sauce that goes great with wings or with fish. And it's funny, if you ever go in there, if you don't want to buy it, just take a look at the bottle and look at the picture on the bottle. It's a great shot of my dad who's pointing his finger and screaming at an official.
Yeah, that's hot.
What better image could you get for a hot sauce.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we could have a better image, and I can guarantee you that I'm sure that that referee was steamed at that particular moment, having watched your old man go at it on the sidelines for 20-something years myself. Now, we had one of our listeners send in an email, and they asked to kind of have you correlate what you learned on the gridiron. And let's face it, you were a local football star. You were a Ivy League star, and then you went on to significant success in the professional ranks as well. How do you take some of the team-building lessons and other lessons that you learned in sports world, and I'm sure they must be applicable in the business world as well?
Absolutely. It's a great question.
I asked a great question, Matt.
And I've done several talks, and I entitled them Sports is Business and Business is Sports. And especially with us as a franchising company, a lot of the same fundamentals hold true for success in if you're in team sports, specifically football where I was, and then in business. And basically it's you have to have a – you know, come up with a good plan, put together a good playbook in football, we would call it.
Uh-huh.
Then you've got to hire good people, draft good players, bring in good people to be work in your restaurants, train them really well. Because an untrained staff is just not going to get your service standard across to the customers, and the customers not getting great service aren't going to come back. Same as you can have the most talented football player out there. If they don't know what they're doing on the field, they've got no chance for success. So you got to train them well. And then once you're up and running, you have to hold people accountable either by going in and keeping score for them in the business world, which we do. We go in and in variety of ways. I visit the properties at least once a year. We have our ops team go in and visit the properties 3 to 4 times a year. And then we do, as you probably are familiar, a mystery shoppers program where we have people coming in. And,
oh, that's the job me and Matt want.
We get a lot of volunteers for that job where you go in unannounced unrecognized as somebody that's actually doing an analysis of the restaurant.
Well, then I'm out of it, Matt, since I'm so famous from all of my time on the radio.
Yeah, but
my
you could
face
be,
is recognizable.
You could be undercover. They would know you as a celebrity, but not necessarily as a mystery shopper.
Oh, I'll put on a mustache and a wig, you know.
So anyway, so we keep score. We have an evaluation form that's filled out, and then we have a score that's derived from either the mystery shopper's audit, our own audit, and then we get back to the properties with an action list of things that they need to improve upon and dates for when those things need to be accomplished. Same thing with football players. You know, you play the game. You watch the game on video or film. You know, we say film, now video.
Yeah.
And not even video anymore.
Well, for me, it used to be hieroglyphics.
Yeah, exactly. and grade the players each week and then work to correct the mistakes that they made in the previous week so they don't make them in the following week. And then, you know, as you're up and running in business and as you're playing more and more games through the course of a season, you know, you want to stay true to your core, but you've got to change things around the edges. So, you know, when I was down here coaching with my dad and the Dolphins, we had a quarterback named Marino.
Yeah, and, I remember that guy.
So, you know, we weren't going to all of a sudden become a running team one week, but we were going to change. We couldn't run the same pass patterns every week. So we would change up formations and personnel groups and different patterns and add. But we were still going to run certain plays every single week that were our core. So same thing with our restaurant business. We know, you know, we're about steak on a plate or a burger on a plate. That's, you know, that's our core. So then we're going to not play with those, but change those somewhat, you know, offer maybe different sizes, different flavorings, things like that, sauces that might go with the steaks or different ways to put together burgers. But then we're going to change our appetizer offerings. We're going to change our side offerings. We're going to change our desserts. We're going to change the other things that complement that. And then, of course, on the beverage side, you have the same kind of core list of wines and spirits that you have and offer, but then are always doing specials as time goes along.
Now, you said that you're a franchise business, which means that you team up with independent operators in other markets. If somebody's interested in becoming a franchisee, how would they get information, Dave?
Go to our website, donshula.com,
okay.
and just follow the links to interest in being a franchisee, whether it's one of our restaurants that we have going now or a Shula Burger.
Okay, well, great. Dave, thanks for coming on the show and talking about the business of steaks and burgers. I hope you'll come back after the new year and we'll get some more translating. Maybe we'll talk about a little more of the coaching as business. That would be just super duper. I know you've got a lot of great insights into that. Again, thanks again, Dave Shula, president of Shula's Steaks and and restaurants. I don't know. I messed up, didn't I, Dave?
Shula Steakhouse.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave Shula. We'll be right back after this short message with Tim Becker. We're talking commercial real estate in Florida next.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer, someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always-there-to-help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
In the last decade, more than 400,000 people died on America's roadways. That's one person every 13 minutes. Since 1969, the American Traffic Safety Services Association has worked to make all roadways safer by providing safety devices, including bright signs and pavement markings, guardrails, and crash cushions. Most American roadways were built in the 1950s, so much more needs to be done to reach the ultimate goal of zero deaths. Safer roads save lives. Learn more at ATSSA.com, a public service from the American Traffic Safety Services Association.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. I want to thank Dave Shula for coming in and talking to us about Shula Steakhouse and their new Shula Burgers. That was absolutely great. We'll have Dave back after the new year talking about, you know, how to apply some of the coaching lessons he learned in business. Again, thanks again to Dave Shula, and thanks, as always, to Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We'll have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield healthcare segment on in just a few minutes. And right now we're going to have Peter Cassis on. Peter's with PDC Technologies. Peter is going to talk to us. He's the president of PDC Technologies, and we're going to talk about some of the year-end IT topics. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great whenever you're here, Peter. We love having you on the show. What are some good things that we should be focused on this year as the year kind of winds down for IT?
Absolutely. End of the year is always good for businesses to reevaluate their end-of-year procedures. There's, you know, some downtime, gives us time to go in there and work while people are out on vacation. Basically, four topics. We got backups, equipment purchases, future planning for IT purchases, and what you're going to do with your old equipment now at the end of the year, trying to possibly look at getting new equipment in there.
Well, that's terrific. I mean, I know that I've just recently upgraded all my computers, and we're in the process of backing them up right now.
Yep.
And then we're going to move forward with sort of a constant repetitive backup so that we don't have any issues going forward, and we've rebuilt the computers, which is terrific.
Sure.
And that's something I think you've got to look at the end of the year. I like to really do it when the specials are, so this is really the best time to do it.
Yeah, this is really a common recurring theme with my spots here, backups. I mean, it's beyond important. That's one of the, you know, major things you need to concentrate on as far as your business goes, is making sure your data is backed up, and we can certainly help you with that. You know, also equipment purchases.
Now wait, can you help somebody with an equipment purchase?
Absolutely. We're vendors for over a dozen major hardware manufacturers. We can get you phenomenal deals now, especially end of year, on computers, servers. If your business has extra money that you just need to spend on something before the end of the year,
that's called zero-based budgeting. Something, if you don't spend it, you don't get it next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Purchasing IT equipment, even if you don't plan on implementing it right away, you know, we could certainly look at upgrading. It also goes in with the next topic, future IT plans, is what are your IT needs going to be for the next 2 or 3 years?
I know that in our office at the Aztec Group, we've recently upgraded all the computers. We've upgraded the server. We've upgraded the executive stuff. I will tell you this, Peter. I do need to get a docking station.
Done. We can help you with that.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Now, if somebody's doing a future IT plan, can you create a situation that's, I'm going to use a fancy word, I don't know if I'm going to use it right, scalable?
Sure.
In other words, that it makes from one size to the other easily?
Absolutely. All of our plans have scalability built into them.
Okay. Now, we had a question that came in, and just while we went on the air, it's an email question, and let me kind of read it here. It's from Richard. Richard is in Margate. Richard asks, does Peter have and advocate cyber liability insurance? Is that something that you advocate, Peter?
Absolutely. You know, cyber liability insurance is a specific product that not every client would have use for. So, you know, it really would involve calling us, you know, scheduling some time for us to go out, just, you know, kind of evaluate your whole business process, your IT needs, and to see whether you need it or not.
All right. Well, thank you, Peter, for answering Richard's question. And Richard, thank you for sending that in. We really do appreciate you listening to Peter's segment here on the show. Now, once we've done our future IT plans and we've acquired the stuff at a discount because it's the end of the year and you helped to get our discounts, what about our old equipment?
Absolutely.
Mean, I've got in my storage place old towers,
sure,
old cables, old speakers, old printers. What do you do with this stuff? Because if you put it in the landfill, isn't it toxic?
Sure. What we've done is this year we recently partnered with a charity called Voices for Children.
How beautiful.
Yeah, and we work with them to provide foster children with computers.
You need to come to my house, and you need to get the stuff in my storage place so we can help some young people get an education.
Absolutely. Our goal from now till Christmas is to donate 15 computers to charity. I'm
going to storage this weekend.
I'd love to double or triple that. You know, any business that has computers out there that they're laying around that they're trying to throw away or possibly sell, you'll get it as a tax write-off. Just call us. We'll come pick it up. We'll get your information.
How do they call you, Peter?
And call us at 877-732-0678, or you can visit us online at www.pdctech.com.
I want to talk about that for one more minute. So it's the end of the year. I've upgraded my telecom stuff, and I've got this old computer that I'd like to donate. You'll help me wipe it so that it's clean?
Absolutely. We'll pick it up. We'll give you all the forms you need to take credit for that purchase or for the donation. We'll wipe it. And then we'll deliver it to a foster child that, you know, has real need for that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we are here for, you know, public education. We're all talking about. So thanks for taking an active role in that, Peter. Again, if people want to talk to you about donating their old computer equipment or they want to talk to you about PDC Technologies improving their office and all that kind of stuff, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. 800 number is 1-877-732-0678. Or you can visit us online at www.pdctech.com.
Well, Peter, I want to thank you. I know it's a tough act to follow Dave Shula, but I think you did a great job.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. You're going to go down. You can't wait. Maybe you get one of those Shula burgers down in Isla Mirada. But thanks again, Peter. What, again, is your phone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you?
877-732-0678.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with Tim Becker. We're going to talk about real estate in the state of Florida next.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Freed build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got our next segment up for you. It's going to be our commercial real estate review for the state of Florida, the quarterly review. We've got Tim Becker of the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study. Tim's the director. Tim, are you out there?
I'm out here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for having you. Thanks for doing the study, Tim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Now, what'd you find out when you surveyed? Well, who did you survey?
Well, Jim, every quarter, as you know, we survey about 300 of the leading experts in real estate across the state of Florida, asking what they think the future over the next year is going to look like for all different aspects of real estate.
Well, what'd you find out? What'd you find out this year?
Well, I think the most recent quarter was kind of more of the same. Actually, the outlook kind of declined in the eyes of our survey respondents. Mm. I think more having to do with what's happening on a global or national perspective than what's really happening on a property level perspective. But they're really unsure about what's going to happen with the economy, what's happening with Congress, and all the nonsense they're going through, and really the uncertainty around what's going to happen with the election next year.
So what? Let's kind of go around the state. Is there anything different in any of the markets? Is Jacksonville different than Miami, for instance?
Oh, absolutely. As we've talked before on previous quarters, Miami, I think, continues to kind of lead the state in what's happening in real estate. And a lot of that has to do with the tremendous amount of international influence that you have in Miami.
Oh, yeah, we are an international city. All you need to do is drive down the street to get run over by somebody to see that.
Well, certainly from a real estate perspective, you have a lot of foreign investment, and you're also catering to a lot of foreign countries, and so you're starting to see a lot of industrial activity. John Coleman with East Group was here today, and you know we were talking about the 5% cap rates on industrial buildings in Miami that's going on. That's really crazy.
Oh, it's not crazy. The industrial REITs have a real low cost of capital. They're still making money.
They are making money, absolutely, but it makes it much tougher to make that money at such a low basis.
I know. I got to just tell you, Tim, I did one of them skyhook basketball shots into the trash can just now. I scored. So you're really doing good today, Tim. Keep it up.
All right.
Now, we talked about Jacksonville, which is a port city. How about Orlando, where the economy is really driven by home building and I guess maybe now Lake Nona?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be driven more by what happens at Lake Nona, but also what happens at University of Central Florida and a lot of the innovation stuff that they have going on there.
Uh-huh.
You know, Orlando, I think, is still a little bit behind the rest of the state. They're still struggling a little bit, even though tourism is doing real well in the state of Florida right now. I think they're still lagging a little bit. They have an overhang of homes that's causing some problems there.
So if I'm a banker, I'm not looking to go to Orlando to make any A&D loans then?
Yeah. Definitely not. Although, you know, as I mentioned, John Coleman with East Group being here, he's based out of Orlando, and they're doing some development work in Orlando and industrial sector. So, you know, I think multifamily and industrial seem to be the hot products right now that are doing well across the state.
Now, how about Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay seems to be picking up a little bit, but again, you know, it's kind of slow. Nothing's competing with Miami. Miami's kind of taking every other place by storm. Tampa Bay seems to get better a little by little, but no big leaps.
Yes, in Miami we say we are en fuego. We are hot, but it's not so hot down here either. We are on fuego. I've been corrected by Juan. Thank you. We are on fuego. Thank you. Thank you, Juan. Oh, I got the thumbs up. Now, Tim, let's talk a little bit more about South Florida. Is there any difference between Palm Beach County, Broward County, and Dade County?
Yeah, I think there are some differences, although all of them are hot. It just depends on which product type you're talking about. I think industrial probably doing better closer to the port down in Miami, and multifamily doing great, I think, both in Broward and Miami-Dade County.
Now, Tim, just for a minute, we've talked about the real estate markets in general. You're the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. You're up there all the time watching the Nathan Collier MSRE program and how people get in. We had a person earlier email the show asking us how they can get into the UF real estate program. I guess that's the Nathan Collier MSRE program?
Correct.
Now, how does somebody apply for that?
Absolutely. They can go to our website at realestate.ufl.edu. And we have an online application they can fill out. Ms. Pam DeMichael, who's the director of admissions, her contact information is there. She's the person you want to contact and start talking to. Our deadline for admission for the next class, which starts July 2nd next year, I think is March 15th.
So people better start running fast then.
Absolutely. You need to get out there and get in contact with Ms. Pam DeMichael.
All right. Well, I've been in contact with Ms. Pam DeMichael. She's great. From hello to congratulations on your graduation. Now, Tim, if they want to get in touch with them or find out more about Bergstrom Center, who do they call or what are some emails or websites?
Well, they can certainly go to realestate.ufl.edu. That can give you all the information you want about the Bergstrom Center and our degree programs here. You can always call me at 352-273-1827. And, of course, Ms. Pam DeMichael, she's at 352-273-0310.
All right. Well, we are out of here, Tim Becker. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Looking forward to seeing you again soon at our next event. And listen, because I'll be reading something about the Center for Real Estate Studies coming up soon. Thanks again, Tim Becker, University of Florida, Director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies.
Jim, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Back after this. Oh, I just love that song. Hey, are you interested in shaping the future of real estate, helping to develop the next great leaders in our industry, having a positive impact on students? Then get involved in the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida by joining the Bergstrom Council. For just a $150 donation, you can shape the future of real estate by supporting real estate students and industry programs. You'll also grow your own network by attending exclusive events with the advisory board members. When the students at UF succeed, the industry succeeds. So join the Bergstrom Council today at realestate.ufl.edu. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go lead real estate.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Executive Health and Wellness segment. We've got Dr. Victor Franks getting ready to take the mic right now. As always, we want to thank our sponsor at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida for sponsoring our healthcare segment. Victor, welcome to the show.
Always good being here, Jim.
All right, now let's talk about the evils of antibiotics.
Well, let's not get melodramatic here, but...
I thought that sounded good.
Well, the antibiotics do have their downside. Let's face it, they've saved countless lives over the years, and it is a good thing when you need them. But coming up, think about the holiday season. When do people seem to get the sickest?
Well, when they're shaking hands and kissing babies.
And all these holiday parties.
Drinking and eating off of the buffet and
exactly.
Everything else.
There's a lot of things that contribute to getting sick over the holidays, along with partying too much, not enough sleep, and not to mention airplanes and a lot of people traveling.
Airplane flu.
Exactly. I'm a victim. One time I thought I was going to die. So there's a lot of... People not only get sick over the holidays, it seems like people die more over the holidays, too. The older crowd. So it's a tough time. So a lot of people are actually taking antibiotics over the holidays or beyond.
Yeah, but don't antibiotics, if you don't take them the right way, make what you're fighting stronger for the next victim?
There are a lot of super bugs that have developed over the years, and you know, hospitals and staph infections are one of the great examples. So you have to be aware. And even these antibacterial soap, they're not really helping. People are so obsessed with germs on their hands, and you have this acid mantle on your skin, then if you're constantly washing with antibiotic soap, it's better just to use real soap. You don't need antibacterial soap every time you turn
around. I thought
all
soap was by definition antibacterial.
In a way it is, but these things, they're too strong, and they're not giving your own immune system enough credit.
I used to use it all the time, and I stopped because I was getting sick.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we've got antibiotics that we take. How about antibiotics in the food chain?
Funny you should mention that. I mean, we're getting it secondhand, but regardless, we're still getting it.
So it's not good then to feed these animals antibiotics all the time.
Well, it is and it isn't, because if they're jammed into a feedlot and they're all on top of each other, the farmers or the people who finish out, say the beef is a good example, they just, to keep their cows somewhat healthy, they just give them antibiotics in their food and water as a preventative type measure.
Now,
so you're getting it secondhand, because if you're eating meat of any sort, unless it's specifically
like organic or something.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey, for buying organic.
They have to specifically say no hormones, no antibiotics.
Oh, the organic is free of hormones also? That's from Matt, our food expert.
It tends to, they go together. Usually they say no antibiotics, no hormones and all that. So that, and say chicken, everybody thinks, well, we're eating chicken, it's a lot healthier. Well, most of these chickens never see the light of day, and they're all jammed in these cages. And once again, you know, the potential for some disease to spread in a rampant nature, the farmers, of course, they just use antibiotics because they have to, because of the growing conditions. So there's a lot of, not only the commercial meat and dairy, let's not forget the dairy, but it works a little, since it is secondhand, it's a little slower, but it slowly wipes out your intestinal bacteria as opposed to taking antibiotics, which just wipes it all out.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't talk about that. I forgot the impact about the stomach bacteria, because all day long I'm taking these things to enhance my stomach bacteria, from yogurt to whatever.
It's everything. It's every good and bad bacteria. Antibiotics plays no favorites. It wipes it all out. So a lot of people don't understand that you have to use a probiotic or acidophilus to reestablish your positive, your beneficial intestinal flora.
So even if we're not on antibiotics, we still have to take this stuff then.
It's a good thing. You're not only commercial meat and dairy, even too much coffee, too much alcohol. What do you do for a cut? You put alcohol to sterilize a wound. Well, that's the alcohol is killing your intestinal bacteria. And even tap water, chlorine. You know, what does Clorox do? It's the same thing. Clorox, chlorine kills bacteria. Well, tap water does the same thing inside you. So there are a lot of insidious factors involved.
A lot of things that we can't see are hurting us.
And you don't even need probiotics. You can take miso, which is the popular Japanese soup, but don't, you know, boil the water. It can't be boiled. It'll kill it. Or good yogurt and kefir, some sauerkrauts like Bubby's, even kombucha tea.
Well, Victor, if people want to get more of your tips, where do they find you? How do they get a hold of you? I have people that stop me on the street about how'd you lose 40 pounds. Now you're back in town. So if somebody wants to lose their 40 pounds or whatever, or you know, something in the new year, get started off the right foot, how do they get a hold of you?
My new number is 786-404-1661 or askdrfranks.com.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with more Ask Dr. Franks. Thanks, Victor, for coming in. always. Now we've got Lolly Green MSW holding on the phone for our weekly positive energy fix. Lolly, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I sure can.
What do you got for us today, dear?
Okay, today's subject is called All Good Things.
All right, give me some good stuff.
Okay, well, we often don't remember how really fortunate we are and how much we have, and we seem to find ourselves in a race or a battle to win over our life associates. And every year we celebrate a formal thing called Thanksgiving, to be thankful. But how about the rest of the year? Do you stop to think about the good things around you?
I always try to, and you never let me forget.
Well, sometimes we get caught up in the news of the day, the so-called news, which is nothing more than bad talk, and it talks about bad things here in the U.S. and also all over the world. So once again, we feel we're in a battle, us against the world. Our news media tells us what we need. Must-haves, they're called. Who says so? We rarely stop to ask who designs this list of must-haves. Look around yourself today. Take a minute to be really thankful and to appreciate the good things we already have. Our car, even if it's a beater, at least it runs. Our apartment, our home, be it ever so humble, and you know the rest. There's no place like home. Greet your friends, associates at work, spouse, children, whoever comes across your path, right now. Don't wait. Now is the time to put these ideas to work for you. And take the time to feel all the good things and people around you. That includes the sunrise, the clean air, the water, whatever's a part of your everyday life. Spend a few quiet moments to let the joy of all good things in your life flow through your thoughts. How about that, Jim?
That is terrific, Lolly. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us all that positive energy today here on the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. I can't thank you enough, Lolly Green, MSW, for helping us fill our life with positive energy.
It's always a pleasure to do that, Jim.
All right. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again next week, Lolly.
And thanks again. You too. Bye.
All right. Stay positive. All right, now we've got our favorite part of the show with Matt Gold. Matt, how's it going?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, Jim. Thank you so much. It's just great to be here. And part of the Blue Cross Blue Shield team, it's just good.
All right, I'm glad you feel that way. We had Dave Shula talking about the main course, about we never even
burgers.
Got into vegetables and
love
stuff
burgers,
like that.
Love burgers, love steaks.
I know. I want to go down and have their French onion burger. Dave was describing
so
that. I really got to go down to Isla Mirada and check that out. Juan's giving it a double thumbs up over there. But what do you got? Some light desserts today?
Oh, you love dessert, don't you?
Habla conmigo, desertos.
Look, we're talking about festive time of year. And wouldn't it be cool to create some kind of special?
I know, post today. Thank you. Thank you, Juan.
Post today.
Post today. That's dessert in Spanish.
Oh,
I was just being the ugly gringo.
What can I tell you? Look, this is a fabulous time of year. You got all the holidays. You got all these great desserts to choose from. How do you pick one? How do you make one? And my idea is, look, I love donuts. I don't know about you. Do you like donuts?
Yeah.
What's not to like about donuts?
My favorite place in the whole world is either Krispy Kreme or that place in downtown New Orleans.
Oh,
Krispy
yeah.
Kreme,
Cafe Mondone or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's fabulous.
Coffee. Oh, it's amazing.
Fantastic.
Beignets.
Look, you can make these donuts at home. It's so simple.
Okay.
It's so simple.
Tell me.
All you got to do, go to your favorite supermarket, pick up one of those canisters of the biscuits.
Bisquick?
Well, you can do Pillsbury has those
pre-made stuff.
Okay,
fine.
I'm going to go that way today.
Okay,
just a
you're
little
going
bit different.
That way.
Make
okay,
it simple.
Make it easy for somebody.
Make it simple for someone. You get those grand biscuits.
Yeah, I love those.
You pop them open when you get home, and you just exactly that's what they do. They do that again for me. That's I hope the whole audience got that. It's like a little poof. Anyway, you get those out. You cut them into little round pieces and make them into little round. Balls?
Yeah.
You could probably get a good 50 out of the one container.
Oh, that's so cool.
Then you take a little bit of vegetable oil and put it in like a little fry pan.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a lot. You just like an inch
deep. Where do you come up with this stuff?
Oh, it's fantastic. You turn it on medium heat, which is, you know, about 325, 350. Get it up to 350.
That's a fryer.
It's even better. Get it up to 350. You toss these little balls in.
Got it for a wedding.
They'll double in size, maybe even triple in size. They'll turn brown. When they're brown,
flip them over.
You flip them over, and then when they're totally brown, you take them out. You put it on some paper towel so all the oil drips off. Once all the oil drips off, when it's still nice and warm, you tap on some powdered sugar.
I love that.
And then you have dessert.
Oh, Matt, that sounds absolutely awesome. So I can put like jelly on them too?
Oh, my God, jelly is fantastic. You pick your favorite jelly and you dip it. How delicious is that?
Well, we all know I'm a dipper.
There
a
you
dip,
go.
As it were.
A big dipper?
A big dipper. I like to dip.
There you
I
go.
I like to dip.
Do you double dip?
No, I don't do double dipping.
Double dipping
parties.
Is against
I don't do
rules.
Double dipping at parties.
There
no.
you go.
Only at home.
But this is my favorite way of doing a dessert. Simple and quick and easy. And, of course, delicious.
It is absolutely delicious. Matt Gold, chef extraordinaire, thank you so much for coming. As always, playing the sidekick role, but more importantly, telling us how to cook and eat really cool stuff. And now it's time for my... Oh, we're going to a break. Excellent. Juan saved time for even that. We'll be right back after this short break, and then I'm going to rant.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
I was in need of a healthcare support system, someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you, Juan, for saving enough time for me to have time at the end and explaining it to me so I could actually hopefully make it roll out right. What am I going to rant about today? I'm going to rant about my favorite baseball team, the Florida Marlins. I want to thank... Oh, the Miami Marlins. Thank you, Matt, for correcting me. Sorry, David Sampson. Anyway, thank you for throwing money at players, and hopefully you're doing it cautiously and considerately. I don't really mind that we did not get Albert Pujols. My friends in St. Louis are telling me that they're thrilled that the guy's leaving town because at the end of that thing, he's going to be nothing. At the end of that contract, he's going to be an albatross on the team. So thank you to Mr. Moreno in Los Angeles for taking him and having him play for the Angels. However, I want to thank the Marlins for making us having the most extraordinary time that we've had here in Florida, in South Florida, for quite some time. I've been all over Twitter watching what's been going on, following all the baseball meetings, following all the writers, following ESPN, following the sports pages, following everything, and watching it play by play. So if you want to know what social media is all about, that's what social media is all about. You're back and forth watching it as it unfolds. It's absolutely amazing. And now you've got the Marlins and the deal of the stadium having to be reviewed by the government, by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Boy, that was a big tap dance they were doing on the radio when Dan Le Batard was trying to get Dave Sampson to talk about that. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't really care. The baseball stadium's there. The baseball team's going to be here. They're signing good players. Everybody get on the bandwagon. It's time to start following the Marlins. When you've got the Marlins signing players and the Heat starting basketball practice and the Marlins are pushing the Heat off the front page. That's right. They're pushing LeBron, D-Wade, and all the new players. And thank you, Shane Battier, for coming, by the way. Very two thumbs up to Shane Battier. Boy, oh boy, sports is starting to hum in this town. When the Dolphins are really the fourth best team, oh my gosh, is it great to be a sports fan in this town. So keep it up. I'm ranting positive stuff today. Out there, out there. Eddie Curry, slim down, hit baskets, drive. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to sit in my seats at the and watch the Heat. And, oh, my gosh, the Miami Marlins. I do have a problem with the logo a little bit, but I'm thrilled to have the Marlins in Miami. Yeah, the logo ain't too great. Juan's giving me the yeah. And, Matt, what do you think about the logo?
I don't think the logo was the right way to go, but I love Miami Marlins.
All right.
I think it's great.
All right, so do I. See, Matt's a local, too. So we're loving the Miami Marlins. We love to have them downtown. I must admit that on my way home tonight, I will drive past the Marlins' brand-new ballpark, pining for the day when I'll be able to sit in my seats and watch Mark Burley strike out the side, throw another no-hitter, and do it in under 2 hours and 15 minutes. My God, that guy was made for me. I'm absolutely thrilled that they've got the fastest pitcher in the major leagues on our team, because if there's one thing I get at the ballpark, it's stadium tush. I can't sit around for those 76-inning games. When they start switching the people all over, it's unbelievable. And I want to give love out to Ozzie Guillen on the front page of the ESPN interview thing, kissing his dog. Oh, my God, Ozzie, thank you for coming back. Oh, you're the greatest. What news we have now in sports, my personal soap opera. I am absolutely thrilled. And why is this all on a business show? Because these are big businesses. The Dolphins are a billion-dollar business. The Marlins will soon be a billion-dollar business. The Heat is a billion-dollar business. The Panthers, God bless them, they're on their way. It's unbelievable what's going on here in the business of sports. They're giving us something to distract us. Now I can go to my close, or are we done? I'm going to my close. I want to thank our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. I want to thank Juan for helping me understand how much time I have left in the show. I want to thank DataCorp for constantly sponsoring us. DataCorp, what a great technology firm. Associates in Business, they're teaching me new things about Twitter and keeping in touch with everybody. PDC Technologies, keeping me up and running. Estrella Marketing, keeping me in touch with you. Dr. Victor Franks, keeping me in touch with myself. And remember, if you missed today's show, we'll be broadcast on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Get on board. Jim, a doo 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 doo.